Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
In our series on the primer of discerning God's will. We're getting actually close to finishing this, and we'll head into a new subject, which we'll come out with soon. But it's all about some very practical things to drive it deeper and to clarify, because people still wonder I'd like to hear God's will, but you know, what is it? Is it just a promise and that's it? And do I just wait for him to do something? And how do I really know? And, and does he make it very specific? Am I supposed to figure that out? I mean, there's all kinds of questions about it. And what we've been talking about is go step by step by step. Mm-hmm. It's what is God's path that you know you're on? What does he say about that? And now I've got to walk you into it, and I need his wisdom for him to put me in the right place, for him to do a supernatural work. And it's a step by step by step. So instead of trying to figure out the whole thing, it's really, okay, what's the next step? Mm-hmm. And let me have clarity about that. And then I'll go to that next step, which could be something I'm supposed to do. It could be that you're supposed to wait for something to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, I'm dealing with a guy who's negotiating a new position, and they're in discussions about his position. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And it's basically what do you need? Well, I really need this guy to define the terms of that position. Okay, that makes sense. Well, there's nothing for you to do other than, when are we going to get together for you to define what this position looks like for me? Mm-hmm. That's a legitimate question. But then in the meantime, there's nothing to do. Why? You need to know that information. Mm-hmm. Okay, he gets it. What do you think is my next question to him, or next statement to him? What does he do now?
Well, then he's got to take that to God.
Father, here's what he presented to me. Mm-hmm. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah.
And some of the questions, and we're going to talk about this today, because this is how you move together in the prophetic with what we call our inner circle, would be that how does it stack up to what you know to be true for you and your spouse? Mm-hmm. Let's just go talk about that. Is this something you would enjoy doing? Are the financial conditions adequate for you? Is the company stable? I mean, how does your wife feel about this? Mm-hmm. We're still taking steps.
Right.
We haven't said, give me the answer. And see, our tendency is, should I take it or not?
Right.
See, that's just tell me the answer and I'll follow your will. I want to follow your will. Mm-hmm. Just should I take it or not?
Right.
And God says, don't ask me binary questions, because mm-hmm. you've set the limit. I may have something completely different to say about this.
Right.
Just say, what do you have to say about it? It's all based on the truth. Now that you've heard his truth, let's talk about your truth. Mm-hmm. And they do. And it doesn't quite line up. It's close, but it doesn't quite line up. Okay. I said, first of all, do you believe that God wants to bless you and have you be thrilled at this job? Yes. Well, then it's got to line up. Okay. Now, why don't you and your wife talk about, based on what you heard and where you are, what would it take for it to be thrilling to you? Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, it's not, if it was already, there's no way this will come together, then God's saying the answer is no. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's a possibility here. So why don't you go process it and you define it and take the truth that you know and say, based on what he said, if he would let me put my truth into that and the things that are important to me, he would say yes to. Mm-hmm. I think this could work well. Now, if I try that and he says no, I kind of know the answer. Mm-hmm. The answer is no. Let's go find out how. First of all, I got to take the step of you two seeing what's true for you. How would you present that to this person? And now, by the way, and keep thinking this way, what do you want?
You want God's will.
I want God's will. Why? Because it's best and none better. In other words, I'm not trying to force it to make it work. Mm-hmm. Or I'm not trying to make sure I reject it because I don't think it's going to work. Why don't you just go find out? Mm-hmm. And God will reveal it to you. So I said, okay, prepare. And now you put that together and you go back to him and say, thank you for this. Here's things that are important to me. Can we do this together? Mm-hmm. I said, now this is cool. I said, God's answer is going to come from that guy.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
let's work. Shut down or affirmed at that point.
Let's right. work it out. Or nah, it's either my way or the highway. Mm-hmm. Well, great. The answer is no. Or you know what? Yeah, I think we could work it out. You know, let's process this. This could be good. And let's define it. And let's, you know, keep with it. So that, you know, when I was discipling the head of FedEx, and he was in a scenario where he was actually leaving the company, and appropriately, because God had said it's time for you to go. And he had a daughter that was a sophomore in high school, and he wanted to spend way more time with her the last couple of years, and his wife wanted him to, and they were going to do things differently. And he got a blessing from, you know, happened to be the owner of Fred Smith that, yep, that's fine. You know, we'll do this at the end of the year. And after he had agreed, Fred Smith had agreed, he was in charge of what's called Express, which mm-hmm. is worldwide, basically flying stuff around. There's another division called Ground mm-hmm. in the United States. And that, by the way, there's Ground in other countries as well, but it's driving stuff around.
Right.
The guy that was in charge of that came to Fred Smith and said, I've got stage 4 cancer and I've got 3 months to live. I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm going to finish my life with my family. That's it. I'm out. And he left. Mm-hmm. So Fred Smith goes back to him and says, I can't lose you and him at the same time.
Right.
You got to stay. And we're talking, you know, and I said, well, and it just kind of goes back to your thought about pleasing.
Right.
So you think you should please Fred Smith? No. Who are you going to please? God? Why?
Absolutely.
God will. Does he know that what's best in him better? Yep. Well, let's go find out. Mm-hmm. So I said, first of all, go talk to your spouse and say, they want me to stay. They want me to stay, but I know it has to be different. What would it look like if I stayed, but I operated the way that we thought we were going to operate differently in terms of, you know, time at home and time with my kid and time with you and travel? And mm-hmm. I said, just write everything out as deep and as profound as you want to. And he, you know, a whole list. And I said, keep working at it, keep working at it, keep working at it until your wife says, if he agreed to that, I would say yes to it.
Right.
I said, okay, now I'm gonna ask you a couple questions. What if he wants to change two of those terms? No, I got to say no. That's exactly right. Because God told you what's true.
Right.
And your wife told you what's true. So it's got to be at all or nothing, which is mm-hmm. fine. And then are you willing to stand on that? And what do you really want? Mm-hmm. I want God's will. Why? Best and none better.
Right.
And are you neutral? Yes. Well, let's go find out. So the mm-hmm. step was take that list, goes to Fred Smith. Here's my list. And it was things like, I work 4 days a week. I only travel one night every other week. Mm-hmm. I take sabbatical in the summer to be with my daughter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Which for a CEO of a $1 billion operation,
right?
You know, you would think there's no way that'll happen, you know? And he kind of thought that is that, well, this will just make it easy because it'll be known. I'll continue my retirement. So he presents it to him and Fred Smith, you know, goes through the list and he says, okay, he says, I can honor this. He said, I do have a request that you stay for 5 years. Mm. And Fred and his wife had already talked about that.
Right.
When my daughter graduates, I'm out. Mm-hmm. 2 more years. That's it. He said, I can't do it. I'll do it for 2 years. That's all.
Yeah.
And if you don't, it's okay. If you don't want it,
right.
I'm okay with that.
And not trying to negotiate, just saying, this is what I need. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. He says, okay. So he says, and he shakes hands. He says, I will honor what I said. Now he said, this is cool from Fred Smith to him. I'm going to tell you something. I said to you, I'll honor what I said. The real issue for you, are you going to honor what you said?
Right.
Absolutely. Are you going to take Fridays off? Mm-hmm. Are you going to not travel? I'm giving you permission. You can even hire people to help you, but if I honor this, really, it's going to be on your back to honor this before God, which was kind of cool.
But right.
See, what happened is that God uses these steps, step by step by step, to show you my will. And you got to base the truth on what you know and the events that happen. Like, for example, my next step after being asked to stay is, well, why don't you spend time with your wife and process what would it look like for you to be able to stay and take the time to do that? Okay, they did. Now what's your next step? Well, I'll go present it to him. You got to wait for him to respond. You see how it works?
Right. Absolutely.
It's not like, yeah, go work for him. No, there's all kinds of stuff happening to guide you into God's will. And it's step by step by step. Right.
I think one of our biggest issues in that is patience or impatience, I should say.
Oh yeah, man, big time.
You know, we want to just jump to the solution and we will settle for things that are less than God's best because we just want an answer instead of staying in the process. And we allow outside factors to put a time crunch on the decision that are not things that God is saying, you know, this is the time to make the answer.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. And so we've talked about, you know, how do we make sure that we don't, you know, fall into, particularly in the prophetic, that we don't really step into it. And you and I have known, and we've talked about this, is, well, then, and we keep saying, you got to have a good inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
and properly. So you have people say, and they say it to me, well, that's nice for you to say.
Because you've got one, but I don't.
I don't have one of those, you know, right. And I don't have anybody around me that even understands what you're talking about.
Right.
How does that work? Mm-hmm. You know, what do we do? Okay. Well, let's go first of all to Matthew 18, 18 to 20, and then let's see a process, and then we can talk about how to develop it.
Sure. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst.
Okay, so he says the key is to come to an agreement. And remember, the agreement is with the Spirit, not a negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
Where two of you come into an agreement with the Holy Spirit, you'll discover my will, you'll see it happen, mm-hmm. and actually it'll put you in a place of exercising authority, spiritual authority, to bind off the enemy and to loose the power of heaven and the supernatural. And he said, the key to it is gather in my name.
Mm.
What? Seek my will.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in the kingdom. Let me be the king. You have a heart to hear what I have to say, and you follow what I have to say, step by step by step. So he said, there's the process. Okay, then he says, now what you're doing together is this. Go to Hebrews 10, verses 19 to 25.
Sure. It says, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Okay. So he said, don't forsake gathering together an inner circle with the desire to exhort one another toward God's will. And he says, now remember, this is your privilege. What? He says, with boldness and confidence, you march into the throne room. Not because of your spirituality, not because of your hierarchy, not because of your education. It's because of the work of Jesus that has given us all this privilege. Mm-hmm. He says, march right in with an authentic heart. And the authentic heart is a heart that has a heart to receive what God has to say and process that together. And go back to Matthew, is to work toward understanding God's will together.
Right.
By how? Hearing God's voice, confirmation, listen, watch, wait, all these things that God uses to where we say, and the wording that we use, Linda and I use, is, are you confirmed with this?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, remember, it's a spiritual thing, not a intellectual thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't throw away our intellect and we process things with our intellect, but it's that, are you feeling at peace and confirmed and a yes with this decision or with this answer? And then she would say yes, and I would say yes. If neither one of us can't say really yes, we say we're not there yet.
Right.
We got more to go.
Yeah,
and that's okay. Okay, now, think about what that takes. It takes somebody who has learned to hear God's voice and abide, what we call abide, and spend the relationship with him with a heart to seek his will using what God says.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to disagree. keep coming after me, keep processing, listen, watch, wait, ask, seek, knock, step by step by step. And I'll show you what that looks like if you have a heart to go. And what you need is another person that has the same heart as you do.
Right.
And ideally, an inner circle of 3 or 4 or 5 people that all have the same heart. By the way, there's one advantage to having additional people outside you and your spouse is that in a way, and I can serve this for others as well, is that I'm completely neutral because I have no vested interest at all.
Yeah. You have no skin in the game, really.
Yeah, yeah. And so me and my wife, yeah, we kind of got a vested interest and we're pretty good at, you know, doing this together. But it's really helpful to have that party outside of that, that is just looking at it purely with, let's just see what God has to say.
Right.
Okay, so we got to learn that. All right, now, so the question, I don't have that in sight, anywhere in sight. Okay, this is the beauty of what Abide Ministries offers, is that we can help you gather that together. And here's how we do it. There's right now we have two beautiful ways, and it happens. This is really how our ministry exploded.
Right.
Is that a person comes to a retreat and learns how to abide, how to seek God's will, and how to do that in unity. That's right. What we teach. That's number one, step number one. And they can learn it in 3 days. Now they have to practice it and stay with it. And we help them do that, but they do. Okay, they say, you know what? I don't have anybody around me that can help me do that.
Right.
How do I do that? We say this. Do you have good Christian friends around you? Yep. Or do you have a small group? Yep. I tell you what, why don't you invite them all and let's do a retreat together? Or now we have courses to do that. Why don't you gather them together and you can use the course to start to learn this? And it's actually, and we actually are promoting this purposely, is it's actually more powerful if you can gather friends around you to learn this together, because you will become your inner circle.
Yes.
And it doesn't take anything at all. So it's not like I got to go qualify them. You don't have to do nothing. All you have to do is say, hey, do you have a heart to learn something?
Right.
And by the way, most people that start either in our courses or our retreats, they don't even know what they're coming to.
Right, right.
Other than, hey, I heard your life is better because of it, you know, and okay, great, you know, come on. So what we say is, I have three of these going on right now. A person has said, I want to develop an inner circle. How do I do it?
Yeah.
And I said, gather 2 or 3 couples with you. And invite him to learn it. And by the way, that kind of tells you a little bit about him anyway.
Right.
Is that, I'm not sure what this is all about. Yeah, I'd like to learn something. Sure. I said, then pick a date and a place and we'll work with you to select it. And once you do, then you've got 2 or 3 couples with you committed and we'll serve. We'll provide the leadership. Or you can do a small group and we'll help you out to do that. And you can lead it. And then once you get that set, we'll have you invite other friends of yours now that we have the date and the place. Hey, do you want to come too? And I said, it'll go anywhere from 3 couples to 4 couples to 5 couples. By the way, we never do more than 6 couples anyway.
Right.
Because of what we do. Or even in your small group, we said, you know, it's not a seminar.
Right.
You got to be a real small group to do the study. And then we'll work with you as you start to learn it. And then you start with the abiding, which is abiding, beginning to learn God's will and how to do that in unity. And then we'll go to another course on the covenant or discerning God's will. If you stay together as an inner circle and you stay with what we can help you with, deliver, within months, you'll start to process being an inner circle. And you didn't have to go find it.
Right.
You just had to invite some people to it. That's it. And it'll happen to you. And it happens everywhere. And by the way, when it does,
and it's such a gift.
When it does, it completely changes everything. Because not only, and this is cool about the covenant, as you get to experience the covenant, I get to find God's will, which is best and none better, blessed. I get to help others discern God's will, which is best and none better, and they're blessed. And then they did give it away even further. I said, what happens is that your life gets exciting. Your life gets really enthusiastic. And particularly even when you have difficulty or hard things, you know where to go is, hey, gather around me. And we're going to go to the throne room together.
Right.
And not forsake gathering together for the purpose of seeking God's will. And again, and anything about the Lord is if you said today, I really get this. I don't have one, but I get it. Father, would you help me pull this together? God says, right. Let's go.
And he's going to bring the people. Yes.
Let's go. I will. Because why? You need it. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking you to do this alone.
Right.
And I'll provide it. Don't worry. And it might be a little bit by, you know, invitation. Some people may say, no, don't worry about that. It's and even if you have a small group now, that would be one way to start.
Right.
Is, yeah, we don't even know what you're talking about, but we'd like to learn this and see if how many would like to do it. Let's go. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know, Kathy, do you have any other thoughts about, you know, that answer to that question of how do I do this?
Yeah, no, I think you've really nailed it with everything you've said. I think being willing to not resign yourself to, well, that's great for you and you can have that, but to know that is what God desires for you too. Right. And so then to pursue it and to start with prayer. You know, ask God, this is my heart's desire, you know, bring it, show me who to invite. And I think, like you said, going through a retreat, gathering a group to get a retreat and put it on our radar and see if we've got a team that can come out and lead it, or go the small group, the online classes are amazing.
Yeah.
And so it is ready made to be put in place into small groups right now. And so that is an easy, easy on-ramp to start that. But it really is just deciding this is important. I believe God's word on this, that this is important and this is a gift. And it's time for me to not just sit and say, well, was me, I don't have that, but to do something about it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And the, and even churches right now are, there's several churches that are actually picking it up as their curriculum, because they recognize that, you know what, we want our small groups to be each other's inner circle. And they get it. You know what? The inner circle isn't, you know, the blind leading the blind. It's them hearing from God and helping them each hear from God. You know, how beautiful is that? You know?
Absolutely.
I'm glad you brought that up. And we encourage it. And by the way, you know, you can send us at questions@abideministry.com, ministries.com. And we are more than happy to work with you in any way possible to get this going. So don't be lazy about it. That's something you have a need for, and keep telling others about the same thing. So Heavenly Father, we praise you that you said, if we gather in your name and we work together in our inner circle with our spouse, with our friends, with our people around us to go to unity with the Spirit, that we'll have the power to see you fulfill your supernatural work in our life, and your will be best and done better. We have the privilege of together going to the throne room and with authentic hearts, listening to what you have to show us, and that you will guide us to your best. So we just pray that we would, particularly if we don't have that inner circle, that we would begin that process of seeking it and knowing that you'll put it together for us. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for sharing, Rich. Such an important topic to talk about. And again, like Rich said, if you have questions, send them in to us, questions@abideministries.com. And if you haven't checked the website out yet to see the courses that we have online, it's time to hop on there and see.
Yeah.
There's some fantastic resources for your small groups in there that are worth taking a look at.
Yeah, that's
so thanks again, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.